There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The debate rages this morning here in studio with regards to the link between violent video games and gun crimes, not just in the US, but worldwide. As a parent, have you seen any change in the behaviour of your children? As a gamer, is it something that you've become concerned with in the past? More time spent video gaming and behind video game screens, has that changed your personality? Or is this just the latest in a long line of media sources and other means of storytelling that has been claimed as being an ill for the modern era? The only reason I say that, similar claim to the claims that we're hearing at the moment, was made back in the 1940s in the US. We hear about Donald Trump making this correlation between video games and violence. Well, Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia of New York back in the 1940s made a very similar claim and argument against pinball, of all things. It was illegal in the city for over 30 years. And it was LaGuardia, the Mayor LaGuardia, who said that it was dominated by interests heavily tainted with criminality. Now, opinions have changed about pinball. Will they change about video gaming?
It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Thanks so much indeed. Keep them coming in, 4001, if you would like to have your say on today's subject. We are taking a prompt from the tragic shootings overnight over in the United States, where a participant in a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, has shot dead two people before killing himself. Some unconfirmed reports say that he'd become angry after losing at the American football esports event. Florida, as we know, has seen several mass shootings in recent years, including at a nightclub in Orlando in 2016 and the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School in Parkland in February this year, when 17 people were killed. In fact, after that February shooting at the school, that was what prompted Donald Trump to come out and, in the wake of the horrifying school shooting, see a renewed interest in the gun safety debate and an even sharper focus on groups that promote promote guns in the United States. But also, he came out and made a swipe against video games, saying that video games are causing, or there is a link between video games and some of the increase in shootings. Now, is this fair? Video gamers out there will disagree, and researchers as well do disagree. What do you think? Your thoughts, please. 4001. Had one text message through just a few moments ago. It says this: what on earth do violent video games have to do with mass shootings? Games are played all over the world, but we only see this kind of violence in the United States. Is that a fair comment? Your thoughts, please. 4001. Hanan.
Yep, another couple of text messages coming in. Rita said, video games are really dangerous if you overuse them and are young and easily influenced. Parents need to be really careful to make sure their kids are not using them too much. And Tony says, you can't blame a shooting on video games. This man was obviously troubled and had other issues going on.
Keep them coming in. 4001. Let's get a bit more insight on today's talker whilst you send your text to 4001, or whilst you get in touch with the producers. They are taking your calls now. Lines are live. 04871 5500. Is there a correlation between violent gaming and violent crime? Does violence online equate to violence in reality? Please do pick up the phone, give us a call, and give us your opinions on 04871 5500. This is a subject that has been looked into by many organisations, including ASAP Science, which were asked the question, do video games make you violent?
Politicians often blame video games for some of the violence in our world, and while it is true that the top five most popular video games right now are all shooter games, do the guns on screen really translate into aggression in real life? Can video games make you violent? One of the main arguments people make against video games is that they prime kids to be violent. Priming is a non-conscious form of memory where one stimulus influences the response to a subsequent stimulus. For example, if I said the word yellow, then asked you to name a fruit, you would most likely say banana. This led to a study in which researchers had participants play one of two games. One game where they were in a car avoiding collisions, another where they were just a mouse avoiding a cat. Following the game, the researchers, based on priming, hypothesized the players would be faster at categorizing objects associated with the game they played more quickly in the real world. So the players looked at pictures of things like a bus or a dog and were asked to quickly label them either as a vehicle or an animal. Those who played the car game were no faster at categorizing vehicles, and those who played the cat game were no faster at categorizing animals. In fact, those who played each game had a slower reaction time to the related category, meaning negative priming might actually be occurring. Oh, science, you're always just messing with us, aren't ya? But unlike the 8-bit games of our past, today's game designers are capable of producing incredible graphics. Therefore, another criticism is the more realistic a game, the more likely it will activate aggressive behavior. To study this concept, one study had participants play one of two combat games. One where the characters were modeled using ragdoll physics, movements modeled off of the human skeleton, which means they had very physically realistic death behaviors. The other game used deaths that were extremely unrealistic. Afterwards, aggression was assessed via a word association test, and the game with the more realistic deaths showed no increase in aggression. Of the available research, most find no link between video games and violence. A meta-analysis of studies showing a positive link between games and aggression found that they often used ineffective lab tests of aggression, for example, measuring brain waves and heartbeats, which doesn't necessarily translate to actual criminal behavior. And in the past, when a correlation has been found, it's been weak. Criminologists who study mass homicides refer to the link between violent games and crime as a myth. In fact, in 2011, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that research did not find a clear connection between violent video games and aggressive behavior.
It is one of the old bogeymen, isn't it? Violent video games. I mean, it was only in years gone by that violence in movies was seen to be something that was corrupting the minds of a younger generation. We had Parry on a little earlier on from City. He was talking about the fact that he is a traditional gamer, if you like. He's a one-person gamer, somebody who likes to go home at night, get in front of a screen and game, whether it be FIFA or otherwise. I look at the younger generation, again, my son at the moment, who's a lot more online gaming. You know, Fortnite has got a huge amount of coverage recently, and we see he and his generation and others, footballers, have been immortalizing this as well by videoing themselves and then putting those up onto video sharing sites, showing them and their progress through these games. Fundamentally, though, that is a shoot 'em up game, and therefore, as a father, should I be allowing my 11, 12-year-old son to play a shoot-em-up game? It's not as violent and as graphic as a number of the other games, but the fundamentals of the game are still to progress through certain worlds, picking up bits and pieces by eliminating your enemy. However, on the other side of that, is that not just something that we've been doing in playgrounds for time immemorial? That's something, it's part and parcel of storytelling, isn't it?
It might be. I suppose as long as you're monitoring it and making sure that it's not sort of translating into aggressive behavior, or, you know, they're not starting hitting people and doing things in real life, I guess, you know, if you can keep it under control, then it's okay. But where do you draw the line? Because, you know, at what point do you realize that it is a big issue? And actually, we've had a text in from Steph saying, my friend's 7-year-old was playing so many violent computer games that his behaviour became very aggressive. He couldn't sleep at night and started to get angry and aggressive with his parents. He had to seek help and they had to totally stop him using games. Now, that's an example, isn't it? Because you do hear stories where it's actually really affecting the child, whether they're, you know, maybe they're not so stable, or maybe they're just easily influenced because they're young. And that's where the worry is. You know, you'd be really
But isn't
concerned.
That down to the individual, Hanan? And wouldn't the same be said of, you know, a child that reads horror books or is into certain types of fiction or whatever? It is something that prompts something deep within one individual. Therefore, can we, if somebody reads a certain style or a certain genre of books and therefore acts in an antisocial way, can we therefore blame that genre of fiction altogether? Because that seems to be what video gaming is tarnished with, that the actions of an individual impacts the gaming industry as a whole.
Do you think Do you think there's a difference, though, between something you're reading that's in your imagination and something that you're physically, like, you're watching and you're taking part in? I think there's a bit of a difference. It's like you're actively taking part in that aggressive game and you're hitting someone or whatever when you're taking part in the game, shooting them. Whereas with your book, it's more of an imagination. Okay, either you like that or not. Personally, I don't like horror. And I don't like blood and violence. I'm not really, yeah. Doesn't appeal to me. But that's partly based on imagination, isn't it? But I know research is quite split. There was something I found, and it's saying that research doesn't link video games directly to acts of violence, but local experts have said that studies have linked violent games to minor acts that are more rude or antisocial than violent. Which is interesting.
Treon's been in touch with us saying this. All these studies seem to focus on violence, which seems like the most extreme and most rare outcome. Has anyone researched whether or not having gameplay makes people more argumentative, more competitive, shorter tempered, less likely to stay in relationships, etc.? I don't know any violent people, but all the petty argumentative folks that I know get way worse when they game a lot. There might be something in that one, Treon. Thank you very much indeed for that, because if we look at the facts that we know about this particular incident at the moment, the suggestion being that because the individual who is alleged to have conducted this shooting, we understand that he lost a game, was angry about that, and couldn't deal with the loss. And that's when he went on his shooting spree. Killed two, has injured nine. Thankfully, none of those are life-threatening injuries at the moment, but nonetheless, they will have severe psychological and emotional impact on those individuals. But again, this is down to being able to deal with failure and loss. And is that something that gaming per se reiterates and encourages or not?
I mean, it seems like a very extreme reaction to basically lose and then go and shoot people. So obviously there's something deeper there. There must be something else going on behind the scenes. I don't think it can be just based on that. We are having a lot of people texting in. Sam said, there's no point in debating gun violence in the US. The Second Amendment is more important than human life. I believe video games can negatively influence the youth, but I don't believe they can turn someone into a mindless killer.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks very much indeed for your thoughts. Always appreciate your contributions to the show. Thank you for that one. Also had Rashid in touch saying non-gamers also always have a misconception about violent games. Games have ratings. And the violent ones are 18 plus. It's up to parents to control what their kids consume. Same with movies, books and music. Karani's been in touch as well, saying, I don't believe that video games make a person violent, and I don't think that they act as a safety valve either. Those people who are inclined to be violent do not need any PC game to cause them to become violent. People who are not inclined to be violent don't need any safety valves. Kirani, thank you for that one. This one from Charles as well, saying it's only a matter of time before the politicians and the morally outraged attempted to somehow link what happens in the US shootings with video games in an effort to stand on their soapbox to preach their political and moral politics. Help us all. The simulated depravity of video games is chipping away at our children's soul. What's the moral difference of between the make-believe simulated reality in a video game and a bunch of kids playing cops and robbers? Good point, Charles. Thank you very much. And something that you've been able to iterate for me, because I think that is something that when I look back, and I made the example a little earlier on of me growing up with the A-team, and I always wanted to be face on the A-team. Who was the other?
B.A. Who did you want to be?
Never wanted to be B.A. Always wanted
BA's
to be
B.A.'s necklace.
Face, or who was the colonel?
I'm trying to think the song in my head.
Who was the leader of the A-team? George Peppard played the role. Help us out there, please. Listeners are a lot more
Text
educated
us,
than
let
us.
Let us know.
Hannibal?
I was going to say Hannibal. It is Hannibal, isn't it?
Yeah, because you had Hannibal, Face, Murdoch, and okay. B.A. If you know the full rundown, then do let us know. But, you know, what did I do? When I watched an episode of the A-Team, I went outside with my mates from the village, from school, whatever. We tried to imitate those individuals, which was, always dealing with the baddies and coming up with some sort of creation that would get us out of a difficult situation. So is it any different from that? I think the only thing that probably is different at the moment is in light of technology and in light of graphics at the moment, there is a blurring between what is make-believe and reality. Is that fair? Your thoughts, please.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.